So, welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Matthias Muren, who is the Group Manager Customer Service for Doc Morris. Hi, Matthias. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Adrian. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Now, Matthias, for the benefit of our listeners and readers, could you tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about the work that you do?
Absolutely. So I'm now over 22 years in the customer service business and have some national for Germany and also some international experiences. So in the last 16 years, I was principally involved in customer services in the healthcare sector. Mm-hmm. For example, like pharmacy benefit management, there I have worked for an US company. I was involved of the development of one of the first telemedical service centers in Germany. I've did something in ambient assisted living and also in healthcare-based mail order solution. So since October 2012, I'm responsible for the customer service business unit at Doc Morris. And in this case, I'm directly reporting into the management board, and I'm responsible for all operational and strategic customer related service area at Doc Morris.
Okay. Now, so some of our readers and listeners may not have heard about Doc Morris, but because, well, you're it's a big business and it's big in Europe, but can you tell us briefly about what Doc Morris is and what it does?
For sure, I can share first some company details.
Okay.
We are a full range pharmacy. So that means that we have up to 180,000 health products in stock, and we just running only a mail order business. For this we have around about a bit more than 3 million customers. So the team is a little bit more than 500 employees currently. So from a mail order perspective, we are Europe's largest mail order pharmacy. Our market share in this mail order business is at 30%. And maybe give a better understanding about the numbers. So we are handling currently up to 20,000 orders per day.
Wow.
We had in 2015 more than 300 million in sales.
Wow, that's so it's a very good sized business. Now, so we met. I just wanted to fill in our listeners and readers. We met at a conference that we were both speaking at a few weeks ago, and you were telling a story, a really interesting story, about your approach to customer service. And that's kind of why I wanted to invite you on the podcast, because mm-hmm. I wonder if you could share some of that. I mean, tell us a bit more about Doc Morris's approach to customer service and how it's evolved in recent years.
Mm-hmm. In our daily customer service business, so we have to handle almost a million customer contacts per year overall.
Uh-huh.
So we have to split that into sub areas. So one of this area is our non-pharmaceutical business. That means that our issues regarding to that we send out orders and parcels to our customers. That means, so where is my parcel? Something wrong with my invoice? That this is one part of the business. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing for us is our pharmaceutical customer service. We have currently more than 300,000 contacts a year with a pharmaceutical context.
Right.
That means we are speaking with our customers about the application of medication, side effects, pharmaceutical interaction, for example, between the interaction of several drugs that a customer use, between food and medicine, also a very important point. Also, we run pharmaceutical care programs mm-hmm. on different chronic diseases. That means that my team here, my pharmaceutical team, is counseling and give advices on chronic diseases like diabetes, asthma, or things like that. There are all issues that the patient have to handle with their chronic diseases.
Right.
Yeah. So and based on our current channels, so we have phone, we have chat, we are answering emails. And also more than 100 handwritten letters are also our current has been our channels in the past. We see that we have only on the phone or by mail a limited chance to really talk with a patient and give them a really a good advice. So it's give us so often a hard times, calls on 20, 25 minutes, maybe two sites long emails.
Right.
So 3 years ago, we had in mind that we want to use new technology to facilitate things in like complex communication topics with our customers. So the target was make it easier for our customers to understand mm-hmm. and also for our agents to handle that kind of difficult issues in the daily business.
Right.
So from early 2014 to mid-2015, we had developed and also beta tested together with Deutsche Telekom mm-hmm. and not yet developed video chat solution.
Right. So that means that you built a bespoke solution with Deutsche Telekom to as a new channel?
It's a complete new channel. Since mid of 2015, the Telekom Live Berater is part of our daily services.
Okay.
So we call it Doc Morris Video Live Chat.
Right.
And this enables us now to offer our customers a face-to-face video conversation plus.
Right.
And with plus, I mean it's not only video and a voice stream mm-hmm. That we can see and hear each other over hundreds of miles. Distance was mostly the issue, and now we can really not only see and hear us, we can also share tons of content, like product pictures.
Okay.
We have created presentation about correct application, that we have now pictures how they are or can explain with a presentation what are the effects of non-compliance on the patient side.
Right.
We also share documents, PDFs, like product brochures and things like that. We have also created animations.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important thing is we have our customers had the end the opportunity to download all this shared content uh-huh. at the end of the session. So afterward, he is able to just print it out, store it on the computer, and take a look again whenever they want.
Okay. Now, I mean, Matthias, when I heard the story at the conference, I thought that was fascinating because I know that there's a lot of people been playing with video-based customer service. But the thing that really struck me was that you're moving quite big into this area, but it really seems to be going almost in the opposite direction to many other people's approach, because this is quite a high touch and also mm-hmm. high cost route when most people are trying to reduce the cost to serve and trying to drive most of the customers into self-service. So kind of why did you choose to take on this very expensive new channel?
This is a good and also a legitimate question. Let me answer on this way.
Okay.
If I really look into general customer service topics, mm-hmm. We are also and of course focused on an efficient use of our employee resources and also on our financial resources. We have a special case by the kind of our business as a mail order pharmacy. And from the beginning, our company has a really high demand for pharmaceutical excellence.
Right.
And our goals were therefore that our customers get their questions answered in a more understandable way. That means an easy catch for them, mm-hmm. Because these are mostly complex themes. And with our general like phone or email, it gives us also a hard time and a huge amount of time in our daily business for each of our service employees. It was really the idea to lead with a better understanding while we share documents and all this issue into a higher compliance.
Right.
That makes the customer side easier to deal with their illness or with their chronic issues.
Yes.
And it's also increasing the quality of life of our chronic ill customers.
Sure.
And that mix it a little bit. So we spent money in the technology and in the development, and it had the subtitle also on my side, development of some of my gray hairs.
Right.
And based on what we see is really a higher efficiency on the time that we spent.
Right.
And we also see a better outcome and a better understanding of the patient side. This means that we maybe have also more on sales mm-hmm. Side, because if you are more compliant, they maybe send us a prescription more a year like this.
Right.
What we also see, we have a real competitive advantage to other mail order pharmacies in Germany who don't use this kind of technology. And fortunately, we have also a very innovative driven board, makes it easier to get this project up and running.
Excellent. And because I think it's, you know, it seems to me that what you're saying is that actually if we can do, if we focus on delivering high quality through our channels, and you've decided that video is going to allow you to deliver better and higher quality service to your customers, in actual fact, what it does do, it actually saves you effort and time in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, but so that all sounds great from your side. But on the flip side, how did your customers respond to this?
So in general, we had a really a hard way to make our customers aware of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. The good outcome is our customers are enthusiastic about this innovative technology.
Okay.
So this digitalization really brings us closer to our patient and our customers, and the customers closest to our customer service representatives.
Uh-huh.
So Doc Morris really gets the face. Our customers see their pharmaceutical advisors. The happy outcome as well is that we didn't expect it, that we have users in all age groups.
Okay.
So our oldest user are in the age of 86.
Right.
Use a tablet communicate with us.
Uh-huh.
Most of the users, they have learned and used the DocModus Video Radar before, are repeating offenders.
Right.
And so they really like, and the feedback is that they like the confidential advice in their family surroundings, and they really highly appreciate that opportunity. Otherwise, you have to stand in line in a local pharmacy. Maybe your neighborhood is standing close to you. And there are some issues that they speak with us that you don't want to run this conversation in the public area.
Sure. So it adds a degree of privacy and an additional confidentiality that they might not get if they went down the normal sort of pharmacy route.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And so given all of that, so you say that the people started to respond to it sort of enthusiastically and things, but it's, you also intimated that it's quite difficult to get started because you've got to make people aware of the new channel, you've got to get them, they've got to get them to try it and get comfortable with it. I mean, how did you go about doing that to sort of help them to drive, if you like, traffic and the acceptance of the new channel?
Yeah, so really after the extremely positive start at the beta phase, it's really ran rather slowly. So what we did in cooperation with our marketing division, we had to lead our customers into this new channel. So we did. We have created a landing page on our homepage. We put banners on the homepage. So we have developed YouTube videos, explanatory videos. Integration into our, we have two times a year printed DocModus catalog, so also to reach out to customers who are maybe not be more web oriented. Some of our customer, based on their age, they need paperwork in their hand, so we put this information also in our DocModus catalog. We put it completely as part of the normal business into our pharmaceutical care program on different diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And also our agents in the daily business, when they maybe struggle on the phone or by mail, they also offer this as a communication opportunity to mm-hmm. our customers, and then they are aware to really arrange an appointment to meet again a couple of minutes later on that video stream.
Yes.
So we had put this into our email signatures and service emails. We put it into the bottom of our letters. We had created a standalone newsletter to reach out to our more than 3 million customers and make them aware. And this was helpful to really get that more and more as regular communication channel into our daily business.
Okay. And just to be clear, I mean, this is not, it's a more expensive channel for yourself, but are you charging the customers for this, or is this just part of your service options?
This is part of our service option. We don't charge it.
Right.
And it's not only for a customer. Also, if you are not yet a customer of DocModus,
mm-hmm.
you have also the opportunity, because you can get in contact with them via our DocModus homepage, and you have the opportunity to use that as one of the communication channels. Also, if you are not customer yet, but it's also a great opportunity for us to get new customers.
Excellent. So that sounds great. I mean, you've got it going, had a supportive board, you've kind of built it with collaboration with Deutsche Telekom to get it right. You've kind of trialed it with customers. You've worked hard to roll it out and to build awareness of it. Customers are starting to use it. So what's been the impact on the business?
I think there are different points. One is we have really a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. We see also on the users that we have a higher customer loyalty mm-hmm. on that. We also see that the customers are able to deal better with their diseases and the issue that they have. Mm-hmm. So this is absolutely clear feedback that we receive, especially on the chronic care programs.
Right.
And the other point is that they are talking about this experience to others. Sometimes they are in chronic disease patient groups and things like that, mm-hmm. and they bring then after their experience with a video operator or a video counseling to other ones, and that leads into new customers for us as well.
Perfect. So, I mean, Matthias, you guys are, you seem to be leading the field in this type of new service and, you know, focusing on your customers and provide kind of, you know, ever higher quality service to your customers that works, you know, for them. But what are the next big things for Doc Morris? What, you know, what are some of the big challenges that you think you face over the coming kind of years? Or what do you think is, I mean, you're leading the field in services, particularly in this space, but what are the next things? What's the thing that's on your mind that you think this is the next big challenge for me and my team and my department?
Okay, yeah, that's nice. Thank you for that compliment. So, Doc Morris in general has been one of the pioneers in the pharmaceutical mail order business for now almost over 16 years. Uh-huh. So with our innovative power, we have made it into the top of our industry. So what we really see that our customer have to become more and more mobile mm-hmm. and have also a different and higher demands and expectation with that situation. So I believe that over the next few years, we will be faced with the hugest fundamental changes in the daily business around customer service activities.
Right.
What I mean with that, so computers learn how to communicate with us through language. So technologies, bots take over tasks and of work that we still handmade today. So in parts of our service activities, we went on this road already. Mm-hmm. So one of our main goals is really transform our service from, let me say, like a reactive action mm-hmm. into a proactive informing and acting with our customer. So in one sentence, solve customer's problems before he can feel it.
Yeah.
Or give him at least the understanding that you are already recognized the problem mm-hmm. and that you already take care of that.
Yes. So anticipate problems before they have a real impact.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so just thinking about all of this, and it's like, you know, if somebody says to me, said they're listening into this or they're reading this and they're thinking that they are, you know, they find themselves in a similar position. There are a leader or an executive in an organization. They're thinking about customer service. They're thinking about experience. They're thinking about how to, if you like, extend their customer service and maybe to start exploring kind of new and innovative sort of channels like video in their approach to improving the customer experience. If you, given your experience in terms of how you've managed this process through in Doc Morris, what would be your advice to them? Where should they start with trying to develop this sort of initiative?
I think first of all, or the general question is, does it really help your customer
Sure.
and your employees to communicate via video chat? And if you answer this question with yes, there is one recommendation: turn into realization now.
Right.
And I think a second question really could be, is a standard solution, though there are so many providers offering video solutions on the market, and if it sufficient for you and your needs in the daily business and your customer needs, if you answer that with yes, it's maybe an easy catch.
Yes.
But when it comes to products that you are that not are so easy to explain, or premium products with a high margin, then invest really in a tailored solution like we did it with Deutsche Telekom.
Okay, brilliant. So Matthias, I'm just a little bit conscious of time and now, but I just wanted to ask you a couple of more questions. And the first one I wanted to ask you was, is there anything else that you think that we've missed about the Doc Morris story that you think that you'd like to share with our readers and listeners before I ask you my last two questions?
I think it also drives me in my daily business. If you really think that you have something new discovered that will help you to improve your customer service activities or makes your customers happier, then there's only one way: do everything to get the budget and realize it.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you. So my last two questions, Matthias. So the first question is around my... So I wrote a book back in April called How to Wow. Excuse me. And so what I wanted to ask you was, and I've been asking this to everybody that I've been speaking to, and the question is this, is if I was just, what is wow service or a wow experience to you?
Let me answer in this way. I have the following theory on that.
Okay.
Today, a lot of companies know through their documentation in the CRM system what happens and also what went wrong in the daily business.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have tons of data, for example, like on buying behavior, complaints about wrong invoices, wrong pricing, complainings about products that they raise to the customer service, information that your delivery service are too slow, and so on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not longer rocket science to analyze these data and to develop measurements, KPIs, and from there you can develop activities and approaches from them. That means call your customer, start a chat with your customer, send him a WhatsApp message before he wants to contact you,
mm-hmm.
and have the need to talk to you or to write or chat with you, and tell that you are really aware about the issue and that you are on the way to solve it already.
Right.
The point is, but then you have to be able to do so. So that means, what I would say, it's the gold standard. Use data with your counterparts in the company, process business owner to really reduce, mitigate, and solve the problems before they show up on a customer side. Can you imagine what a wow means for me?
Yes, no, completely. I can see it's a bit like what you're saying is, look, we have all the data, we have all the analytical tools. We, you know, to help us figure out what these kind of problems are, what the repeat problems are, and to get in front of these problems and preempt them. And so we should just organize ourselves with our colleagues to solve these problems before they become an issue for our customers. And if we do that, that in itself is going to generate a whole heap of wow in our customers' eyes.
Absolutely, exactly. This is what I mean. And if you reduce also, this is together with cost reducing on that issue, gives you also a bigger budget to drive innovative things in customer service.
Super. So, Matthias, that brings me to my last question that I always ask. And I know we talked about this offline because I sent you the questions just so you could think about them beforehand. But we've worked on the translation of what this is. But I'm going to ask you it as it was written. And the final question is this. Is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
Absolutely, there is one thing. I want to make the listeners to be aware of a really cool thing that we have in Germany, that is this To Be Ahead think tank.
Okay.
That's Germany's most innovative think tank. They are they run like meeting congresses, appointments. They share videos and links on their homepage. It's most really very interesting for me, inspiring with new technology all over the world. So I want to make the listeners aware of the To Be Ahead think tank in Germany. They provide their homepage also in English.
Fantastic. Matthias, I will make sure I get all that linked up and everything else so we get people pointed at the To Be Ahead website. I mean, I think if people just, if they're just listening to this and not reading the notes, if they search for To Be Ahead think tank Germany, I'm sure they'll find the webpage, but I'll make sure I get the right webpage linked up in the highlights too. But finally, I just want to say, Matthias, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your Doc Morris's story and your story and your sharing your experience as well. I think that's been great and, you know, super interesting. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Happy to share the right information with you guys.